Hello.
Hi, may I speak with La, please?
This is Leah.
Hey, this is Larry Goins. How have you been?
Hey, I'm good. What about yourself?
I am doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Hey, I was returning your call. You'd called about the ad in the paper, or maybe it was a sign on the property, actually.
Yes.
About the property for with owner financing?
I guess so. I guess it is with the owner financing. It's on Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, Southwest.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit early about what you're looking for.
Well, I have two children, so I'm looking for a three-bedroom house. I see the yard, and it's magnificent, because all I see back there is like a swing set and everything else to go with it for my young daughter.
Right.
And it's nice from what I've seen on the outside. And I just want to inquire more about it.
Sure. Now, let me ask you, are you looking for something primarily to rent or something that you could buy?
Something I can buy. If I have to rent it for right now, then I can do that. But I love that yard. The yard took me. It took me. With the fence and it's fenced in, it took me.
Now, are you currently renting right now?
Yes.
Okay, and about how much do you pay in rent right now?
I'm paying $550 right now.
$550?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how long have you been there?
I've been here for 2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yes.
Wow. That sounds good. And what's the primary reason that you're looking to move?
Just more room because the home that I'm renting now is a two-bedroom.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like we'd be able to get a good reference for you, from your current landlord?
Of course.
Okay, good. That sounds great. And about how much did you have to put down on something that you could be buying?
I guess it just really depends, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask it this way.
Okay.
I could get you approved, where we could get this financed for you, okay?
Okay.
And the only thing holding you back was the down payment. What would be the most amount you could come up with, say, in the next couple of weeks?
I would say about $1,200, maybe a little bit more, say $1,500 or a little bit more.
$1,500?
Uh-huh, or a little bit more. It just really depends.
Okay, good. And let me ask you this question. How do you feel like your credit is?
My credit, I've just got phone with Santa too long ago, the fume stuff on my credit report. I just got my annual credit report, and I've seen a lot of stuff on there that I didn't put on there.
Right.
So I've been on the phone mostly all morning with it.
Right.
So that stuff is investigation. I don't know my credit score.
Right.
I know last time I knew my credit score, it was, I believe, a 545 or 560. I'm not quite sure.
Uh-huh.
And it was higher than that. I ended up co-signing for my sister for a car,
and she never
paid for it.
Okay.
So with that, it really messed me up.
So do you have any, like, liens or judgments or anything like that on your collections?
No.
Okay.
No. Only thing that I disputed, and they're small.
Okay. So none, like, where your sister didn't pay the car, did the car get repoed, maybe there was a lien or judgment or something?
What they did with that, what I had to do, I filed bankruptcy with that. And they kicked it out because my attorney said they had, like, a certain window frame to come in and do whatever they had to do, and they missed that.
Okay. When did you file bankruptcy?
Oh, this is 9/09. I believe it was, like, 07, I believe, beginning of 07. A little bit. Uh-huh.
Did you do a Chapter 7 or Chapter 13?
It was where they were taking out my check every other week.
Okay, so that was 13.
Okay.
I think Chapter 7 is where they just wipe it all clean.
I wish they would have.
And Chapter 13 is where you actually make payments.
Right.
I'm pretty sure that's the way that works. Don't hold me to it.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Let me ask you this question. Because maybe you've had a few challenges on your credit, you know, and I know you're disputing some items, but if the only thing that was to keep you from getting into property was maybe your credit, is there anybody you have that could maybe help you out and possibly co-sign to help you out?
To be honest, no.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to check and see.
I'm going to be honest with you, no.
I just wanted to check and see. Okay. And so you think $1,500 is probably the most that you would be able to come up with in the next couple of weeks?
I believe so. I mean, I could try harder, try to work more,
mm-hmm.
and try to, you know, work some overtime and see, and go from there.
Okay.
I could.
I'm with you. Well, you say work overtime. What do you do?
I'm a private duty sitter. I'm a certified nursing assistant.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
I've been doing that for 12 years.
That is awesome. I'm sure that's very rewarding.
It is.
Because you get to help a lot of people.
And that's my thing. That's my thing. I've jumped out of it. I did retail, supervisor for a retail company, back and forth, but it always pulls me back in.
Right.
It does.
Right.
That's my heart, honestly.
Well, that's good. Well, here's what I'd like for you to do, okay?
Okay.
Do you live close by to the property now?
I do.
Okay.
I'm right across the street, actually.
Oh, good. Well, you know, we might be able to help you out.
Okay.
But what I need for you to do is I'd like for you to go by there and take a little closer look at the property. Now, the property does need some work, okay?
Okay.
But it's not something that's probably not livable right now.
Okay.
But it does need some work.
Okay.
And we, you know, we're not looking to rent the property or anything. We're looking to sell it, but we're willing to do seller financing.
Okay.
So what we could do is if you'll go by there and take a look, look in the windows and that sort of thing. I know it does have a sunroom on the back.
Right.
That is, but it's not in too good shape. I think one of the previous owners actually put that up there. So, you might want to fix it up. You might want to tear it down. Also, I think there's something in the den where there's a piece of paneling that needs to be replaced, and you might have to have an electrician take a look at that.
Okay,
I would suggest that you have somebody check that out before you move in.
Okay.
You know, but what I'd like for you to do is move, is go by there.
Okay.
And take a look at it.
Okay.
And look in the windows. And if you think you might be able to do $1,500, maybe $2,000, I could probably get you in this property. And quite frankly, you mentioned you're paying $550 a month rent.
Right.
How would you like to get that lowered by about $150 a month?
Oh, yes. That's extra money. That's extra money.
Exactly. So if you could maybe, if you may be able to do the $1,500, maybe $2,000, I could probably get you in the property at around $400 a month.
Oh, my God.
Now, we would need to add a little bit for the taxes and the insurance.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have to pay that, so we would need to add a little bit of that to your payment, but that wouldn't be that much more, maybe another $60 or $70 a month.
Oh, that's still not bad, though.
No, you're still going to be saving, you're still probably going to be saving around, you know, around $100 a month. And as you well know, now I'm no CPA or no attorney, but you know there's the $3,000 tax credit.
Oh, that's an extra plus.
Yeah, so, I mean, the purchase price on this property is $30,000 total.
Okay.
So you could get, you know, and like I said, I'm no CPA or no accountant or no attorney, but whoever does your taxes, you could see them, and you may be able to get a $3,000 tax credit when you do your taxes.
Oh, that's a plus.
And a tax credit is not just a deduction. It's a credit where you actually get the money back.
Oh, that's a plus. That would really come in handy.
It really is. So go by there and take a look, and let me give you my number.
Okay, let me see this pen.
Hold on. Well, it's actually the same number that you have on there. The toll
free
number. It's the exact same number, but I'm in extension 304.
304.
Right. And and just give me a call back and let me know what you think after you look in the windows, and then we can move on from there. I can get you inside the house, as well as how much money you think you'll be able to put down if I can get you that lower payment.
Okay, then I'm going to walk on across the street now and go and see, and I'll give you a call right on back.
That sounds great. I look forward to hearing from you. Now, I want to let you know, today is going to be my last day in the office until Monday. I'm traveling.
Okay.
If you reach me anytime between now and the end of the day or until now at about 4 o'clock, I should be here.
Okay, then. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I look forward to working with you.
And me too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, this is Larry. Can I help you?
Hi. How you doing?
I'm great.
I was calling about a house that you have in the Powell area. It's a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath.
Right.
Where is that? What's that address there? And how would I come about?
It's at Butler Avenue.
Okay.
And it's a 3-bedroom, 1.5 bath, ranch style house. It's got a fenced in yard. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
I want to become a homeowner. I live with my parents. I work at Gummo Lunch Break now. I've been working here for 8 years.
8 years, wow. Now, you've been there 8 years, because we do have some special programs to help people become homeowners, and I want to see if I might be able to help you. You've been there 8 years?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty stable. And are you renting now?
No, I live with my parents.
You're living with your parents?
Yes, sir.
Do you pay them any rent?
No, sir. I'm an only child. I don't pay no bill. They don't take no money from
me. Okay, so it's by yourself?
I'm an only child. I live with mom and dad. I just said I'm an only child. I try to pay bills up. They won't take anything.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So, have you thought about if you could become a homeowner and we could help you out with one of our special programs about how much money you had to put down as a down payment?
I would like to find out, as far as for this house, how much would I have to put down. But,
right. Well, it really depends. Each person's a little bit different depending on their own situation. If you really like the house and we could get you in and help you become a homeowner, and right now there's even tax credits available so you could get money right back on your taxes. If we could help you out and the only thing standing between you and getting the property was your down payment, how much did you have to work with that you could come up with probably, say, in the next 2 to 4 weeks?
Next 2 to 4 weeks, maybe $800 to $1,500.
$800 to $1,500?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you really liked it, do you think you would be able to come up with $1,500 in 2 weeks?
I believe so. I have been trying to work, I've been working some overtime here at the plant. I've been putting back, and I've been purchasing furniture.
Right.
Because I didn't want no mortgage. They have to pay a furniture bill. So
right. Oh, okay. So you already got some furniture. So you're pretty set on that end.
Yeah, I got my furniture stuff out there still at the furniture store. I just hadn't had it delivered because I ain't got nowhere to put it. I hadn't moved out, but it's pretty much my stuff is paid for at the furniture store. They just holding it for me.
Well, that's good. That is good. Good.
Okay.
That is good.
So I was interested. That was something I was interested in. I wanted to, become a homeowner.
Sure. Did you know about the $3,000 tax credit that's available?
No, sir.
Okay. It's a tax credit that is available where if you're a first-time home buyer, you can get a 10% tax credit of the purchase price up to $8,000. Now, the purchase price on this property is only $30,000, so you could get a $3,000 tax credit. So even though you put $1,500 down, you would be able to file an amended tax return for 2008 and get a $3,000 check back pretty much right away.
Oh, okay.
Now, you'd have to see your tax advisor about that. I'm not an accountant or CPA or anything, and they could explain all that to you and tell you exactly how it works. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. Did you have an idea about what kind of payment you needed to keep a house payment around to feel comfortable with it?
I would go in the $500. I would go in the $500, but I wanted to go as low as possible because I was, a single woman.
Right.
But mine, I didn't want, because I normally had those utilities going to be at me, and I don't know how those utilities, ran
absolutely.
In that house. So I know
absolutely.
The utilities, everybody gone up, so I have that. Then I have the, then the upkeep. If I'm break down or something, I have to have money, in case of accident or something.
Sure you do.
Or something like that. So I low as possible for $500, kind of pushing it, but,
Well,
it
looks like probably based on what you're telling me, you're probably going to have a payment just for the house now, not the taxes and insurance, because I think taxes are probably going to be about $30 a month, and the insurance may be around the same thing. But just the house payment alone is probably going to be just under $400 a month.
Oh, that's even better.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
Well, good.
That's great. Uh-huh.
That's good. All right, well, let's do this. Let me get you the address of the property,
okay.
And you can ride out and take a look at it,
okay.
And then you can kind of give me a call back, and if you like the outside, you like the yard, it's got a fenced-in yard, it does need a little bit of work, okay?
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you it doesn't. It does need a little bit of work, but it's not something you can't move into and kind of either get some help, get some people to help you, or you can kind of do it a little bit all along.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Is it major work?
No, it's not major work. No, it's mostly cosmetic.
Okay. All right.
The address is Avenue.
Okay.
And it's a nice older, I'm sorry?
It sounds familiar. Is that over toward, like, going to the Winona High School before you cross the tracks? I know
I really don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I can find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to tell you, I'm sorry, but I've never even been in the house.
Okay.
It's a nice older single family home. It does need some repairs, but it's got a fenced in yard. It was built in 52 and updated in 95, and it's about 1,400 square feet, so it's pretty good size.
Okay.
So if you'll ride by and take a look at it and then just give me a call back, because I got a lot of people calling about it because the ads came out over the weekend, and actually, I got you had actually left two messages, hadn't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you'd left two messages, and I was getting ready to return all the calls, and I was going to call you first since you'd called twice.
Yes, sir.
But you beat me to it.
Okay, and you said how much money would I need up front?
Well, it kind of depends. Why don't you go by there and take a look at it, and then what we'll do is we'll take a look and see what other kind of information we may need from you and exactly about how much we would need to put down. How do you feel like your credit is?
The last I had pulled it up on the computer, you could do it once a year without your score dropping it, then it was a...
Okay, how long ago was that?
That was about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. Did you have any, you don't have any, like, collections or liens or judgments or anything, do you?
No, sir.
Oh, okay, good. That sounds good. Good. Okay. Do you have a car payment or anything?
Yes, sir, I have a car payment.
Oh, okay. How long have you been paying on that?
I had just purchased that car. I've been paying I had that car about 8 months.
Uh-huh.
I had it about 8 months.
Have you always been on time on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. That sounds good. Well, let's see. Let me ask you one more. This is Larry Goins, and I was returning your call. You'd called about our home for sale in Birmingham with the special programs, owner financing with Lowdown.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know you called a couple of times. I'm sorry I tried to reach you yesterday, but I didn't realize I was supposed to call between 10 and 2 yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's how well. Yesterday when you called, I think I was in the process of just going back from a break. So I usually between 10 and 2, I have a break. I have a little leeway where I can answer my phone.
Well, that's good. That is good. Well, so you're looking to become a homeowner?
Yes, I'm trying to.
That's great. That's great. Now, are you renting right now?
Yes, I stay in an apartment.
Oh, an apartment. Oh, okay. And about how much do you pay now?
$475. Yes.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Now, how many bedrooms in a house did you need?
I would like 3. Right now I'm staying in a 2-bedroom.
Uh-huh. You would like 3. Well,
yes.
You're in luck. This is a 3-bedroom home.
And what area is it in?
It's at 3205 Cedar Avenue, Southwest.
Is it like the Powder area, Powderly?
I'm not sure the exact neighborhood, but it's at 3205 Cedar Avenue.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a couple of questions. Have you been looking at becoming a homeowner very long? Have you been trying to buy a house or anything?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been renting for a year. I've been staying in an apartment. I've been renting for a year. And it's just recently that I decided to, you know, see what I can do as far as getting into a home.
Oh, okay, good. Do you think we'd be able to get a good rental reference?
Yes.
Good. How do you feel like your credit is?
Well, my credit score is at a 600.
600?
Yes.
That's not too bad, is it?
It's okay, but it could be better.
Oh, really? How do you mean?
I could have paid some things off, but you know, because of the recession and having to cut back at work, you know, I'm not able to work as much as I used to.
I
still work full time, but you know, it's not like, you know, the full time plus that I usually get.
I can understand. I can certainly understand that. Let me ask you a question. Is there anything in particular that you're behind on right now, or are you pretty well current on everything?
I'm current on everything. I have a problem that I'm dealing with Charter now. They said that I still have a box that I do not have that I turned in, and I sent them the papers where I turned in the box and everything because they still have me as owing them for a box and cable.
Oh, okay, okay, like a receiver.
Right.
Right, I understand. How long ago was that?
They saying it's from last year.
Oh, okay.
It's been over a year since I have Charter, but I do not have the box and the receiver they're talking about.
Are you using Charter now?
Yes.
Obviously, it wasn't bad enough to shut you off, huh?
I know what I'm saying.
I hear you.
I still have Charter.
I hear you. Well, let me ask you a question. If you like the home and we could work it out to where you could become a homeowner, let me ask you this question. About how much do you think you would have to put down as far as a down payment on a home that you could move into and it would be yours?
I have... $1,500? Yes.
If you really like it, do you think you might be able to come up with a couple of thousand?
With a couple of thousand?
Right.
Yeah, not right off. Like I said, right now I know I have 15 that I can actually, you know, be able to
So you have 15 now.
Without having to, without hurting myself.
Right, I understand that. You wouldn't want to hurt yourself.
I know I have, yeah.
But you already have all your furniture and everything, right?
Yeah, I have my furniture and everything.
That's so good. That's, so you wouldn't have anything else that you needed to do?
Nah.
That's good.
That's the most I can have is 15. Like I said, it's just something that I'm looking into.
Sure.
So, if that's not what I'm interested in, I could still take my 15 and put it to the side and, put with that until I find something that I'm actually interested in.
Absolutely.
I'm just looking for a program that's going to work with me to help me to find what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Well, how about this? Let me give you the address, and I think I mentioned it to you earlier. Your Avenue.
Okay.
You shouldn't have any trouble finding it.
Okay.
And can you take a look at it and then give me a call back maybe tomorrow or this
afternoon?
Okay. When do you think you might be able to take a look at it?
Because I have class this evening. It'll probably be Friday. Because, I also go to school at night.
Congratulations. What are you going to school for?
Medical billing.
That's great.
So, I'm trying to do more than one thing and be
trying to get ahead.
I have to.
There you go. Now, let me ask you a question. If we needed it, is there anybody that might be able to help you out if you needed a cosigner or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, and who would that be?
My sister.
Your sister?
Yes.
Oh, okay, and how do you feel like her credit probably is?
It's pretty good.
Good.
It's pretty good because she said one time before, last year, before I got the apartment, that if she needed me to have a cosigner for her, help cosign, she would.
Right. Okay. And, right now, I don't know if you know it or not, but right now there's incentives for first-time home buyers where you can actually get a tax credit. On this property, it would be up to $3,000 you could get on a tax credit when you buy a property. So, for example, if you put $1,500 down, you could apply for an amended tax return for 2008, and you could get $3,000. Hello, this is Larry. Can I help you?
Yes, I got this number out of the paper about the house and problem.
Yes, sir.
And might be interested in buying.
Oh, okay. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
It ain't got to be nothing expensive, great for a handyman.
Oh, okay, good. So you a handyman?
Yeah.
That's great. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the house, okay?
Okay.
It's a 3-bedroom, 1 and a bath, 1.5 bath house, and it does need a little bit of work, okay?
Okay.
But basically what we're doing is we're going to allow you to buy the house with a low down payment, and then we're going to finance it for you. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's got a fenced-in yard. I don't know if you have kids or not, but it's got a fenced-in yard.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, it's got a playset in the back, too. I haven't physically seen the house myself. So
you're the owner of the house?
Yes.
Okay.
We are the owners of the house.
Okay.
So, it does need a little bit of work, but you could move in now or kind of do some of the work as you, while you're living there, that sort of thing. So let me ask you a couple of questions. Are you renting right now?
I'm buying a house now.
You're buying a house now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how come?
But I have enough income to pay for that one too.
Oh, okay. Now are you looking for something as a rental or something to live in?
Yeah, I can fix it and pay for it and rent it.
Oh, okay. Well, that would probably work out pretty good for this house because based on the numbers. The houses in the area are renting for between $550 and $600 based on the little bit of research that we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And the payment on this one would be less than $400. So you could put a little money down on it. We'd finance it, and you would be able to rent it out and make a good cash flow. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes plenty of sense.
Good. About how much money did you have to put down on something?
How much is the house?
The house is $30,000.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, you could rent it out for between $550 and $600. Now, if we could finance it for you so you wouldn't have to go to the bank and get a loan and all that,
mm-hmm.
About how much would you have to put down?
Probably about $1,000.
About $1,000?
Yeah.
Okay. If you really like the house and you could rent it out and make some money on it, do you think you might be able to come up with
$2,000? Well, it'd be hard. I have to save it up.
Really? Well,
yeah.
Without having to wait a long time, about how close to that you think you could come?
I probably can try to get 15.
You could get 15? Okay. Let me give you the address, and why don't you go by there and take a look at it?
See, what I could do, see, I have a house that I had paid for. I had bought from an owner, and I have paid for it. And see, I can take that money because I'm renting it out. It was a double-tenant house. And I could take the money that I'm getting off of the rent there and pay the note on that house.
Yeah. Your note on this one's going to be just under $400 a month, probably with around $1,500 down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you add, you know, $40 or $50, $60 a month for taxes and insurance. So you can make $100 or $150 a month cash flow.
And how many years I have on that house?
It's only 10.
10 years?
10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, let me give you the address.
Okay, let me write it down.
Sure. It's
okay.
Avenue. I'm not sure what street it's off of.
Okay. I'm sure I can find it. It's a brick house or it's a wood house?
It's a wood frame house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of a ranch-style wood frame house. Got a fenced-in yard.
Okay.
It's got a big banner on the front of it. It says owner financing.
And, ain't no liens or nothing on it, is it?
There ain't no what?
Liens on the house or nothing like that?
Oh, no. It's free and clear. We do a regular closing. The house will be in your name, and you'll own the house. And we'll just have the mortgage.
Okay. So we'll go to a closing thing, or how will we do that?
Yeah, we go through a closing. You'll go to, we'll go to the attorney and set up the closing, sign all the papers. You put the $1,500 down, and then we will do the closing, and you'll be making the payments. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you feel like your credit is?
It ain't good. That's why when I seen in the paper owner finance, it would work out for me because my wife screwed the credit up pretty bad. So
did she really?
Yeah.
Are you still with her?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
See, I got two cars.
And
I was gonna let her pay one note, and I was gonna pay one.
Right.
She's been falling behind on her note, and that just kind of screwed my credit up, you know, and she has credit cards and all that.
I understand. Is there anything else beside the credit cards and her car payment that you're behind on?
Well, she got behind on the house note, too, so. But
oh,
we got it squared away.
How long ago was that?
It ain't been that long ago.
Oh, okay, but you got that squared away.
Yeah, what they did was put the back payments behind her and tacked it on the end of the house.
They did a loan modification.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, good. So that helped you out, didn't it?
Yeah, but this here will be on me, and I will be sure to make them payments myself.
Well, let me ask you this question, Maurice. If we're able to get you in the house, but the only thing holding you back is maybe the amount of down payment, because the more down payment you can put down, the less they look as detailed
credit.
At the credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because the more you have invested in the deal, the less likely you are to default on a payment. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So if maybe we need a co-signer, do you have anybody like that?
Well, I have to try to find somebody. But
okay.
I wouldn't want nobody else on it because if I get the house, trust me, I'm going to pay for it.
I hear you.
Because I wouldn't want to lose my money on it.
I hear you, and I understand that, and that's okay. Do you have, and where I was kind of going with it originally, do you have, if the only thing was preventing you was the amount of down payment because of the situation with getting behind on the house and her car payment and the credit cards, do you have any other source of maybe some down payment or something that you might be able to trade?
I got a couple of things I could sell.
Okay.
Come up with like I say, it won't take me on to get $2,000 up.
All right, good. About how long are you talking about?
It won't take me no 2 months, I know that.
About how long are you talking about?
It'll probably take me about a month.
About a month?
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't you go by there and take a look at it and then give us a call back tomorrow?
Okay.
You think you'll be able to go by there and look at it today?
Yeah, I'm going to go by there and look at it today. I'm going to find it and go by there and look at it. If I think it's, you know, somewhat, because I got people that I can put in it.
Oh, good. Yeah, well, you can rent it out for $550 or $600 a month.
Yeah, well, it won't be a strain on me at all.
There's a lady living right across the street that she was interested in buying it, and she's paying $550 where she's at, and it's smaller than this one.
Ooh, and she probably renting that one, eh?
She is renting that one.
Okay. Y'all got that the only house you got?
That's the only one I have right there in that area. Sure is.
Okay, okay. Which other areas you have them in?
Other states.
Oh, other states. It's
yeah.
Only... Okay. What, y'all just buy them and resell them up?
That's what we do. We just buy them and then sell them and finance them for people. Help people become homeowners. You know, there's also some tax credits available now, too. You have to check out with whoever does your tax return to find out that. Now, you're in the automotive business, right?
Well, I sell cars sometimes. I buy them and sell them. But I work for a steel company.
Oh, okay.
I work at steel. I've been there 16 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I knew when you first called, I heard you talk about something about some cars.
Yeah, I was going to buy a car and resell it, but the car wasn't it wasn't running good enough for me to try to make no money off of it.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
But like I said, it won't take me long at all to get up $2,000 because I got a little cleaning service that I do at my day job.
Right.
And I get like $1,500 a month for it.
So there you go. That's good.
Wow. So it won't take me long to save it up, which I got some money in the bank saved up, but I just can't take it all out of it because I have to put back for my bill.
I don't.
But like
you.
I said, it won't take me long to get that up if I can get the house. And
all right. Well, that sounds good. Well, the first step is I want you to go by there and look at it, and if you like the area and you like the house, then give me a call back and we'll go to the next step.
And I am interested in it. If, when I'm gonna go look at it, and if it's you know up to par and ain't falling down and stuff like that. I can deal with the rest of it.
Oh, no, it ain't falling down. It needs some paint and carpet, like one piece of paneling replaced. And there's a sunroom on the back. You could either do some work to it or you could just tear it down. Because it was added on later.
It's got a big backyard.
Big backyard, yeah.
Who keep your grass and stuff cut for you?
This is Larry Goins, and you had called about the house for sale in the paper?
Yes.
With owner finance, and how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Tell me a little bit about what you're looking for.
Well, I'm looking for a home, nice size, me and my family.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good, good. And about how many bedrooms are you looking for?
About three.
Three?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about this house, okay? This is a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house.
Okay.
And it does need a little bit of work, you know, like some paint and some floor covering and stuff.
Okay.
But you could move into it. But see, what we do is we help people become homeowners.
Yes.
And we offer these properties with seller financing with a low down payment.
Okay.
So instead of having to go to the bank and get a loan and qualify and all that stuff,
uh-huh.
We do it ourselves for you.
Okay.
You put down a down payment, and then you make your monthly payments to us. But you're a homeowner.
Right.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. Are you renting right now?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
And about how much do you pay in rent right now?
$450.
$450?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, $450.
Mm-hmm.
And now are you in a lease? Are you in an apartment or what?
A house.
A house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you have a lease there, or can you move out about any time?
Anytime.
Okay. And how long have you been there?
I've been there about 4 years.
4 years. Wow.
Yes.
You're pretty stable, huh?
Yes.
You think we could get a good rental reference there?
Yes.
Okay. So you pretty much pay your rent on time where you are?
Yes.
Well, that's good. That always helps. Now, how do you feel like your credit is?
Well, it's kind of wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy? How do you mean?